But Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, Emmy Strongim, Sindown, Naman Australia, and PNG.
Spins it out left, caught by Boas. Boas gets it away, the ball is spilt. The referee says play on. It comes left, it's a dive by Alex Johnson. It might be another for Papua New Guinea. They're going.
That's the sound of the excitement and thrill that rugby league inspires in many Papua New Guineans of every age. And you guessed right if you think that this month's episode is on the power of sports and rugby league. Hello and welcome to this month's episode of AHC On Air. I'm your host, Narai Murray Haihavu. In March this year, Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, was here in Port Moresby for bilateral talks with the government of Papua New Guinea when he was invited to join League Beyond Life, run by NRL in PNG and part of Australia's Sports for Development, at the launch of its Voice Against Violence program, which runs workshops with rugby league clubs to teach boys and girls about the different forms of violence and the help that is available if they are faced with it. He had this to say about Australia's support to these initiatives and the power of sports diplomacy in building people-to-people connections that fosters friendships and strengthens partnership between Australia and Papua New Guinea. Not just knowledge about the sport of rugby league, but also as a tool for human development.
Sport is the great leveller. You can't hide on the sporting field. Sport is all about character. And that character goes through to life, and that's why these programs are so important, because, and I'll talk about the NRL aspirations in a second, but the lessons on the sporting field we need to carry through into life, and one of those is around gender equality and outlawing the scourge of domestic violence, not just in Papua New Guinea but in Australia as well. And that's why this program, Voices Against Violence, is so important. Pushing for gender equality is so critical, and that's why I'm so keen to see the workshop today. And that's why, for example, when I met with the leaders of Digicel in Papua New Guinea, they were so proud in saying to me that their sponsorship of the Kumuls and the Orchids is on the basis that they get paid exactly the same amount of wages. If only that was the case in Australia. And I think that's a lesson that we can take from Papua New Guinea. So I want to see that in everywhere. So this program is incredibly important for supporting the campaigns to end domestic violence, and it's also about growing the pipeline. One of the great announcements we did when Prime Minister Albanese visited in January was to fund annual school boys and school girls tours of PNG to Australia and Australia to PNG to grow that elite pipeline. Because we are very committed, we are very supportive of a Papua New Guinean team entering the National Rugby League, and not just in the men's game, but in the NRL women's game at the same time, hopefully. And to do that, we need the pipeline. So we need you coming out of school, playing in your local comps, getting that elite pathways, and going forward. My team, although they're not great at the moment, is the Roosters. But we had, I think, the greatest Kumul ever, Adrian Lamb. But Adrian had to leave PNG when he was 9 or 10. David Mead, another great Kumul, who has the privilege, I think it's the dishonour, of scoring two separate hat-tricks against the Roosters for two separate teams. Again, he left when he was 14 or 15. So it was great to see Elsie and Justin Olam as the first two Papua New Guinean players to play all their juniors in PNG and then make the transition to the National Rugby League, and we want to see more of that. So if we grow the pipeline, if we can see more of you playing, then that NRL team will be a reality, and that's so important. I can't think of a single thing that will bring our countries closer together than seeing Papua New Guinean side playing and hopefully beating Australian-based sides every week, and that's something that I'm really committed to. I know Prime Minister Albanese is committed to, and I was at the NRL Magic Round only 2 weeks ago, meeting with Andrew Apto and Kate Jones, who I know was here last week, about that. So what you're doing, you are ambassadors for your country, and that's a great thing. So thank you for having me today, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the workshop in a few minutes.
And that was the remarks by Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, at the League Beyond Life launch of its Voice Against Violence program. A great initiative where the aim is to not only have good rugby players, but good citizens and leaders in boys and girls who advocate against violence in their communities. We will now take a short break, but when we return to the show, we speak with a Power Mary in Rugby League who shares with us her involvement in League Beyond Life. Stay tuned.
As the largest donor to the PNG health sector, Australia's support focuses on improving health security and maternal and child health outcomes, and overall helps with PNG's national health plan. We are neighbours, we are partners in health and so many other areas. We have a long history of being there for each other in tough times, and Australia will continue to stand with PNG.
This pela and one pela big pela talk survey igolongol man Mary. CKSF ikalap igolongol nara pela peles Long Highlands na emken kilimol pick bilong yumi suppose yumi no walking one pela something now. Noken karim pick long one pela hap igolong nara pela. Noken karim pick meet long walkabout bilong you na banisim all pick bilong you. Puti malong all pick na ringim nakia long 1801332 o talk survey longol walkman long place bilong you suppose picky sick o indai.
Tokarai tikam na National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.
Welcome back to AHC On Air. To learn more of how Australia's support to Papua New Guinea's national sport is also positively impacting the community and creating social change with programs such as League Beyond Life, joining us on the show is former captain of the PNG Orchids, Kathy Neep, who now works with NRL in PNG and its League Beyond Life program. Hello, Kathy, and thank you for joining us. Now, you're a former PNG Orchids Power Mary. You captained the team at the first World Cup in 2017. Since then, you have transitioned into a role with the NRL in PNG. Can you tell us about what you do and what the League Beyond Life program is?
So when I first started the League Beyond Life program, I started off as a game development officer, and then following 2 years, I became the lead game development officer, and then into monitoring and evaluation officer. And then now I currently manage the League Beyond Life program in Papua New Guinea. So League Beyond Life program is a sports for development program which is funded by the Australian government through the True Team Up and also through PNGO's partnership. The League Beyond Life program uses rugby league as the driving vehicle, as the vehicle to drive social team messaging on respectful behavior and the importance of going to school, staying in school, health and well-being, and gender as well. So, which is our main big focus area, which we use rugby league to drive. So most of our programs run in schools, so both private and public schools, so elementary, from kindergarten all the way up to grade fives. We run the League Beyond Life program with them, and also with the high school kids as well, through holiday programs as well. Our curriculum are in line with the PNG National Department of Education curriculum. So basically, we use sports to teach PE lessons and also health and well-being lessons and PD lessons. So mostly in the PD lessons, we are targeting, we teach them about respectful behavior and how they can contribute to keeping our country, you know, clean. Simple things like throwing our rubbish into the rubbish bin is a start of doing away with, having problems on the streets and things like that. If you respect yourself, then you wouldn't be throwing rubbish on the street, or you wouldn't be stealing or pickpocketing. All those things, they all start small.
Thank you, Kathy. Now, what sort of feedback do you get from participants like teachers and students who participate in the League Belong Life program?
Our teachers, they actually love our resources, so they comment on the resources, telling us that, you know, it saves time for them to develop questions and things like that to give to their students to do. Our research goes well with their curriculum, so they use our resources to get marks from their kids as well. So they ask us to set some questions and then they can assess the kids as well, both in physical education plus PD, personal development, and then also in health and well-being lessons as well. And in the elementary teachers, the resources are very engaging for the kids. So they say that a lot of the kids, through our resources, they teach kids about, you know, what is interaction and movement. That's what they teach in our outdoor lessons. They sort of teach them, you know, decision making and how to communicate with other people. All these things are through our League Belong Life program. They've been able to positively teach it to the kids. So the teachers love our program, and the fact that we emphasize on the message, key messaging on respect and importance of going to school. You know, sometimes listening it from your parents or from your teachers all that time, the kids don't really get it, be like, oh, the same old thing. But then, you know, when rugby league players, when we get, you know, rugby league players to go in and talk about these things, it's sort of, that's my role model, I want to be like that. The messaging sinks into them. So we get a lot of positive feedback from the kids, the teachers. And then the teachers also tells us that attendance at school increases too. And then the really big thing that we see is, you know, the next day all the kids bring water bottles to school with water. So which is a really big improvement. And then kids throw rubbish in the rubbish bin, simple things like that. Sometimes we get stories like, you know, a kid who bullies anymore because we've told them that bullying someone is not respect. And simple things like standing in line, not breaking the line. These are some of the immediate things that we see, that's direct change that happens right away. So yeah, a lot of good things happening, a lot of good feedbacks that we get from the students and the teachers and also some parents.
Congratulations on recently receiving an International Safeguard Certificate of Completion last month. What does the successful completion of the Safeguarding Essentials course supported by Australia mean for you both professionally and personally?
I mean, personally, it's a big thing that we all, like as a parent, you know, safeguarding is a big issue. It's a big thing that we all need to be aware of, safeguarding for children especially, because children are at the age where they don't know what is wrong from right, and then people can actually use that to abuse them. So personally, I think that it's a big win for me to be educated around that, and then also professionally for me to help teach my volunteers, the volunteers that come to our program, and also our staff, to give a refresher to them every year. With me having the knowledge around that, I can educate my volunteers and our staff working in the League Belong Life program so that, you know, we know what is safeguarding and how we should handle children, and also we can identify children who are, you know, people who are abusing kids, and also children who are being abused at home or in schools. Like, we are able to identify these kids as well, and then follow correct procedures on how to handle these things.
finally, as the first captain of the PNG August in the 2017 World Cup, how do you see the growth of Women's Rugby League with sports development programs funded through the PNG Australia Partnership?
Through the PNG Aus Partnership, the girls have to have more games, more playing games, and also the girls have come to tournaments like the zone championship tournaments. They get to stay for a longer period. So before just in one game, one day they'll play like all three games and then they'd go back. But now they're like from one day to 2 weeks. That's like a big achievement. Or that's like the women are grateful for that partnership. Through the partnership, we're able to, you know, stay this long, and also more educational things. The coaches, the women's coaches and officials also learning as well. And then from there, they'll be improving the girls' game when they go back to their local leagues, you know, help coach what they've learned in the 2 weeks here. They'll go back and share with the bigger group back at home. Through the funding, a lot of playing time for the girls internationally. They're able to play more games. Before girls, not a lot of games. It was only locally, just locally, playing within their country. With the partnership, the girls were able to play the first sanctioned game, which was also in 2017 against the Australian Prime Minister's women's team and the PNG Prime Minister's women's team. So yeah, without the partnership, we wouldn't be able to play international games more often.
And that was Kathy Neep, NRL in PNG Country Manager, speaking on the work of League Beyond Life. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing with our listeners about the great work you do with all the wonderful volunteers and participants of the program. So it's now time for a short break before we speak to Papua New Guinea's authority on rugby league. You're listening to AHC On Air.
The Australia and PNG partnership is highly valued here in PNG.
We are neighbours, we are partners in health and so many other areas. We have a long history of being there for each other in tough times, and Australia will continue to stand with PNG. As the largest donor to the PNG health sector, Australia's support focuses on improving health security and maternal and child health outcomes, and overall helps with PNG's national health plan.
These are some of the benefits of getting a scholarship and coming back and thinking outside of your normal thinking.
Being an Australia alumni awardee is to contribute to PNG's development whilst maintaining connection with Australia. We also need to look within and embrace what is the wealth within in PNG. This is a message I always say, that you don't have to look outside of Papua New Guinea to make who you are. There's a lot of wealth within PNG. There's a lot in which we can show the world, we can portray the world that this is Papua New Guinea.
This phase of exploration, ideas and explosion of thought and creativity, we just need to continue encouraging it.
PNG is a country and economy with such great potential. You know, one of the fastest growing populations, but we've also got a very, very young population.
Supporting women and girls to participate fully in political, economic and social life is important for both Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea, because there's a powerful message that comes, especially into the Prime Minister's game. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes. The relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea, it's already pretty strong anyway, and I think it's certainly getting stronger. The NRL and rugby league in general, you know, when kids come over here to play for a rugby league side, it's not just their family that supports the team in the competition, it's the whole community of Papua New Guinea that supports that team.
We have to interact with other cultures. We have to build relationships with other countries.
These partnerships help grow industries where you will have impact, you will have sustainability, and I see the partnership going into areas that will actually encourage that.
Welcome back to AHC On Air. Australia's sports diplomacy through rugby league also extends across the Pacific, and there's much excitement not only in Papua New Guinea, but across the Pacific regarding a new Australian government partnership with the NRL that was announced on August 17 to establish the new Pacific Rugby League Championships. In making this announcement, Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, shared his enthusiasm for the partnership between the Australian government and NRL to boost the uptake and professionalisation of the sport in the region. The Papua New Guinea Rugby Football League has issued positive statements regarding the new partnership, and we took the opportunity to speak directly with the CEO of the PNG Rugby Football League, Stanley Hondina, about this. Thank you for joining us on this episode of AHC On Air, Mr. Hondina. Now, Australia has long been a supporter of rugby league in the region and in PNG. This support has extended to development programs. In PNG RFL's view, how does Australia's recent announcement of a Pacific Rugby League Championship further boost the development of the sport and player potential and player pathways in the Pacific and Papua New Guinea in particular?
Thank you. It's good to be part of this interview. And as you know, in Papua New Guinea, there's a common tagline that goes, there's three unifying events that holds Papua New Guinea closer to its people. And Australia is a big player in all these relationships that we had. So, you know, they say religion being one that cross-cuts the 10 million people. Rugby league is the other one. And politics, of course, is the third one. So, you know, our Prime Minister has mentioned this many a times. Australian sports, rugby league is really Australian sports. Our people in PNG go mad about the sport that is called Australian sports, rugby league in particular. And we really love and enjoy that sport in this country. It's in fact the national sport. I think one of the, not sure where the global standing is, but one of the countries that names rugby league as the national sport. And Australia being our closest and nearest of friends, 4 kilometers from the Torres Strait across PNG, we have sad histories and sad memories. Our Fuziwazi Angels, they fought side by side with Australians in the Kokoda track. People-to-people connection between our countries, government-to-government, and all aspects across Australia and Papua New Guinea, we have a relationship that's cemented more than just a sport. Through other connections within these two countries comes rugby league. So we are very supportive of rugby league, support that we are getting from the Australia NRL, QRL, as well as the Australian government, who's been very supportive of the program in this country. So it's done a lot of impact as far as the sport is concerned. And Papua New Guinea is a developing country. So we use sport as a tool for development. Not everyone that plays rugby league will become a Justin Olam or Elsie Albert. But having good mom and dad, good young men and women in the community, in a country like Papua New Guinea, what's rugby league's contribution to developing this nation, graduating this nation from the status of being a developing nation to a developed one? That is what rugby league is all about. That is what PNG RFL stands for.
Thank you, Mr. Hondina. So PNG is set to co-host the championship in October, but first it will host the annual PM's 13. How do sports partnerships like this between Australia and PNG strengthen relations between both countries and impact the level of the game at not only the international level, but locally as well?
So the event is hosted by us. The proceeds from the event all come to us. And that's the sort of commercial support that NRL and the Australian government give. So they meet their own cost of traveling up. We host the event, we keep the gate takings and other corporates that come with it. And, you know, it's been going on for a couple of times, and both prime ministers before the current and the previous in two or three different governments that have left have been supporting the concept. And our current prime ministers now are both fans of rugby league more than anything. So we had this PM stadium last year in Australia. Because of COVID, we couldn't have travel restrictions. And it's so exciting to see it coming back home. And I know our people, our rugby league fanatics, will all fill the stadium up when we see the Australian Prime Minister stadium running on against ours. But not only that PM stadium, it's got a junior squad to it as well. The first ever Hawkins junior squad that will play. And Papua New Guinea schoolboys or junior Kumuls, it's been off for a while and not in a structured manner for some years. But now that we have them coming back, we not only have the seniors, but the Kumuls, Orchids, juniors and seniors. So there's a total of four games. And then we also have an extension of our disciplinary forces, the Australian Defence Force and the Papua New Guinea Defence Force, both male and female. So in total, there's six games happening on the weekend. So we have three on the 23rd Saturday and the other three on the 24th Sunday. So that's a build-up. And then 2 weeks after that, October 15, we go into the Pacific Championship. So it's all lining up. A busy end of the year calendar for us with internationals, and we're pretty much looking forward to it. Prime Minister Stettin, like I said, has got a rich history between the two countries. We talked about, we used to carry tag messages along, share heroes, sad memories, stop violence against women, respect women, you know. All this social community messaging, it's a platform that we use to support values that both countries believe in, the core, you know, set values and messages that we carry. So this year we are excited not only returning after a few years, but having those six big games as well. It's a football feast for us and we're looking forward to it. We welcome the support that the Australian government again and another put to this, and we're looking forward to it. It gives an opportunity for our local players in our digital ExxonMobil competition, as well as our players from the national championships and the regional championship on the player pathway that we have. That kid aspiring to become a national hero as a pathway to come through. So we have the national championships happening next week, and from there a couple of Prime Minister 13 players will be picked from. So it just gives our local content and local input into our international arena with players coming through the system, coaches, trainers, sports physio, performance, strength and conditioning, all the aspects of the game. So it not only gives us an opportunity to play, but we've got NRL coaches. Like our Kumuls coach is Justin Albrook. When he comes into camp for that week, we bring in, you know, Digicel Cup coaches that we feel that are good enough to go to the next level, and they get a bit of a train and upskill so that they can go back, and it invests back into our community. So, you know, PNG RFL doesn't take this just as an opportunity to turn up and play, but whatever mileages we can get out of it in its entirety, around our coaching support and coaching space, training and development, we try to feed and use this as an opportunity to upskill and build our local talent and local pool of players and officials. So, yeah, we're excited and looking forward to these 2 weekends of big games that will be happening. Again, without the Australian government and NRL support, this wouldn't be possible. So big shout out to them, Australian High Commission, and the staff here with other development partners across the two countries. And we're excited and looking forward to it.
Moving away from Australia's commitment at the regional level and focusing on PNG and support to the growth of sport at the local level, could you share with our listeners how partnerships like the Australian government-funded League Beyond Life program, which is delivered by the Australian Sports Commission and the Australian NRL, in partnership with the PNG National Department of Education and PNG Rugby Football League, is not only promoting good values, but also creating player pathways through to Kumuls and Orchids?
Yes, we, like I said, while this making events at the top, like the Prime Minister in Pacific and others, not all Papua New Guineans in the community get to be up there. A handful or a fraction of it comes through. But more things are happening at the community. So, you know, we appreciate Australian government's partnership that we have with the League Beyond Life program that has been running for the last 10 years or so. It talks about good values and qualities. I think that's needed in this country to make good people. And the League Beyond Life program was modified games that covered the age group between 6 and 12. And the reaches were talking about values in life, qualities, diets and nutrients, rest time, and all these other things. So it's a generational thing that is building into generations. So the ones they started with, you know, back then 10 years ago, are in their teens now. And these values, I embedded in them through that. So from that, as far as rugby league is concerned, then we have this community rugby league. So there's a community rugby league plan that covers the six-year-old kids up to adults that playing in a local league. So when they finish the modified program, which is the League Below Life, they go into our school's rugby league program that covers under 14 to under 18, and then our affiliates under 20s and men senior, women senior. So in that space of the pathway journey, I think the values have been incorporated through the League Below Life has been working well for them to come into, when they reach the age of 14, 16, 18, they start playing contact football with those values being the underlying principles. So it has been a tool for development, for sports diplomacy that has impacted the lives of these young kids that have been coming through. And it is evident in what we see that's going around. So we've joined that modified games or the League Below Life program with our school's program. And then now form what we call we've got a strategic, five-year strategic plan called the Community Rugby League program. So we are working with NRL to see how we can get some Australian government support around that program. So more than just being talking to kids and talking about life programs at the competition front as well, how to catch the ball, how to pass the ball, how to tackle, all the values that comes with it. So there's a community rugby league plan and a partnership that we have that is based around that, that fits into our other strategic plan.
Thank you, Mr. Hondina, for sharing the insights with us and for being on the show. We look forward to cheering Papua New Guinea on as the 2023 Pacific Championship Cups take place the weekend of 14 to 15 October in Port Moresby. And that concludes this month's episode of AHC On Air. Thank you so much for joining us. To learn more about Australia and Papua New Guinea's partnership in sports and planned activities, please visit the Australian High Commission website and Facebook page. I'm your host, Narai Marie Haihavu. Be sure to listen in on our next episode. Till then, it's bye for now.
Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela partnership, Emmy, Strongim, Sindown, Namel, Australia, and our PNG.